and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. And with me, we have Art, who plays Camaro.
Evening.
Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
In my head, Mirage is going to give up that name and just go by Athena. She's going to totally give it up.
Why?
Because she doesn't want to be Secret Identity.
You don't think she would?
I don't know why, but in my head, like, her name is so fucking Cape already.
Yeah.
That she could just drop that bitch and no one would question it.
The person who doesn't want to be seen will give up their secret identity.
That's also what I'm
saying. I know, but she can be an illusion of anybody she fucking wants whenever she fucking wants. Like, disguised self is like a thought for her if she knew how to think about using it. Anyway, that's just... I had that thought because I always want to say her cape name's Athena.
Because it was at one point.
Uh-huh. But Mirage made so much more sense for the powers. Regardless. We'll roll into question of the day, which is from Mike this time.
Yes, and since the Clash was very much like the Olympics for the Super World, we'll go with what is your character's favorite Olympic event?
Do you want to go first?
Well, I have a actual answer, and then I have a joke answer, so...
Hit me.
Joke answer being, what is it, the new esports, whatever, that they're dropping?
Are there esports in the... What?
That's hilarious.
Esports Olympics, yes.
Hell yeah.
Esports in the Olympics?
Yeah. There's an Olympic esports event starting next year.
Oh, like prepping for the 2030?
I don't know exactly. I just saw a note about it online. I was like scrolling. I was like, what the... Really?
We won't win that one. Well, maybe.
No, we won't.
Not against Korea. Not against South Korea.
In any case, the actual answer for Sal would be, what is it? One of the swimming-related ones.
Breaststroke, butterfly. The butterfly's fun because they fucking fly.
I thought, what's the one where it's, like, coordinated and you're in, like, a group? What's that? Is it...
Synchronized.
That's what I was thinking.
It is a dance.
Synchronized.
There's also the dance, yeah, the dance one that's just weird.
The water polo one.
Yeah,
water polo is fun.
There's like 8 girls in the water, and they actually, the one point in time they actually have to make a platform that one of them has to stand on in the water.
I watched a lot of Olympics in like 2008, 2012.
Yeah, but just any of the swimming ones because he's at home in the water as he is on land. And, he's got a 30-mile-an-hour swim speed, so...
And he knows he can't compete.
Yes.
Now, I want to say, in the Olympics in this world, there's the, power cuff wearing and the non-power cuff wearing.
Yeah.
Like, and they're vastly different events. There's literally every event is doubled. Which I think is pretty cool, because then they can really, like... This is what a normal human can do.
This is
a power motherfucker. Yeah.
Let's see what we can really do.
Well, because it's like baseball, right?
Yeah.
Baseball, they have to use a wooden bat because it's the only way to keep it straight. Even with the technology you can do with hybridizing wood, it has to be ash. It is an ash bat to maintain the record books.
Everybody needs to use the same thing
that they always used because they need it. But this is like in this world, they're like, no, we can just have everyone do everything twice, or if they're willing to wear the power things or not. And some people wouldn't be willing to put them on, or someone would be like, hell yeah, my power sucks anyway. Well, I'll put them bitches on today, and now I can really compete again.
Yeah.
I just thought it'd be an interesting, like...
Yeah.
Art, yours? And powered or unpowered? Now that's me asking. And is yours powered or unpowered? Favorite?
I suppose it'd be both for Sal, but, The expression of the physicality of it. So
okay. Interesting. Okay, Art, what you got for Chris?
It's a good question. I'm not sure for Chris.
I mean, he likes hiking. Would he like sport climbing? Like bouldering and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's probably what it would be.
Because bouldering is, I learned how hard it is. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
So you think bouldering, powered or unpowered?
probably unpowered because he's, you know, his ability that way is
all natural.
All natural, yeah.
Or unpowered.
Yeah.
He's not relying on his good looks, or pheromones to fucking make that.
Yeah.
And now, what about you?
Shooting or archery?
Okay, so rifles, pistols, or rifles or pistols?
And or
then,
bow.
And then bow?
And a, well.
There are three events. Rifles, pistols, bow, archery.
I guess pistol. I don't know. I just thought shooting would be funny.
Powered or unpowered?
Unpowered?
It means like the hyper accuracy things people have they can't use.
Right.
All right. Neat. For me, I always the most exciting to me was always the swimming events, because it's like a dead heat every time, usually.
Unless you look at Ledecky.
Yeah. I was watching the Phelps time when there was only the one guy who could compete with him, and even that was some of the time, you know.
Yeah.
Like. You put him in butterfly and he just fucking rocket shipped down, you know, there and back. And they didn't, there was no competition.
Yeah.
He beat him by like a full 2.5 seconds, you know, set the world record twice.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so it is, you guys are back at the school officially. And it's, you know, it's November. It's settling in. You guys are getting towards the end of the semester. You know, you're feeling strong. You're moving on. You guys know that, let me just double check my handy dandy cheat sheet that has my timeline on it, which should be right here. Yeah, so you guys have, you'll have your winter break. It's coming up soon, like probably a couple months, about 3 episodes for you guys in the winter. And then you'll have, you've been told that there's something going on next semester that you have not been told anything about. But you know there's something special that's about to happen. So it's downtime, and you guys kind of have like that 2 weeks to just before, you know. So
decompress after
exactly like
hard training and competition.
You guys have been like keyed up for months, and now you finally fucking won, and the whole school fucking lost their mind. For your popularity and relationship roles, you'll roll with advantage for this session. Nice. As like a reward for doing well, as well as you'll each be gifted 1 gold, 10 silver, and 20 copper.
Wow.
Because you guys showed up for the school.
1 gold.
10 silver. And 20 copper. And you, Chris, they take you aside and advise you not to purchase potions with those, because they saw you do that, they will be issuing a standard kit for that kind of thing soon.
Okay.
And they refund you 3 silver coins.
I'll take that.
So, it's downtime, baby. Who wants to go?
Who wants to go first?
In order, I have it as Sal, Chris, Athena. I don't know if we want to do it in that order. But that is the order I have it written.
Fine with me.
Sal, what's your 5?
I believe I went with the Wargamer group just to get that.
If you get a 10, you get something.
I got them some gifts while we were out of town too.
Yeah. So you show up to easily track the mobile tank,
yeah.
The Wargamer tank that runs around, and they come inside and they're like, so. Dude, you won! Like, hell yeah! How was it?
It was a little rough. I mean, my brain still hurts.
I mean, the feed cut out after the competition. I mean, you know, it is not public knowledge. It's in the news, but you guys are cut off from the news here.
Yeah.
So, you are allowed to tell them, but it's like, keep it on the DL.
Yeah. I'll tell them there was some stuff that happened afterwards, but...
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, cool. Like, you're okay though. Obviously, you know,
yeah.
all forearms and legs attached still.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when you're walking around campus, are you in like a Hawaiian shirt with open Hawaiian shirt,
yeah.
kind of thing? Like
usually.
Okay. You wear a shirt, but there's not, but it's open. Yeah.
Unless I get yelled at, and then, yeah.
Then you button it up.
Button it up.
Okay. No one's cared, by the way.
Yeah. You got the good weather for it.
They're so. Like, the 7 foot tall South Hawaiian. Yeah, just fucking do what you want. Okay, move on.
Yeah.
Other guys have tried it, and they don't get the same looks you do, so they button up. So. Yeah. I'm going to let them put on white beaters underneath after a certain point.
Yeah.
So first off, roll your check, and we'll see how it goes. I don't think you can fail. Yeah. It's wargaming. You roll your tactics check.
That is a 10, so 20.
Yeah, so you quadrupled what you needed.
Yeah.
Not only does it go incredibly well, but one of the guy who warps reality, whose name I have right here, Jeff. He is the engineer / reality warper. Looks at you and he says, "Hey, I got you something." In return, because he's like, I know that Forge World model was really expensive. And it was like, now he wanted like a full-on, like, Primark-sized model. Like, really expensive.
Big and beefy.
So uh-huh.
Yeah.
He hands you looks like a guard tank.
Okay.
He says, but you pick it up and it's fucking heavy. Like you sag to the ground when you grab it, kind of heavy.
Okay.
Did he shrink down a real tank?
He might have.
That is entirely possible, Art. Let me just delete that. If it is a... I call it the tiny tank. You put it down. You tap the top. And it lets... You can control it like it's a... Like, remote controlled... But I've been told that Veronica said she could drive it for me if I asked her to.
Hmm.
So, here, it's for you.
Thank you.
It is a small construct. I will get you stats for it. It is a full-on summon monster. Like, it lasts as long as it stays alive. You'll have to repair it when it breaks. But it is a legitimate tank.
All right. Sweet.
Do I just make it a fucking auto note? No, I should. I'll find something to use for it, but or I might just make it up like I did for Rob.
Yeah.
For the Spark Elemental, but yeah, just remind me to do it, please,
because
I will forget. All right, next up, do we want to do everyone's 5, then everyone's 10, or do we want to do it on the row we did last time?
I'd say let's do one all the way through. That way.
Yep.
Alright, so what's your 10, Mike?
Standard academics.
Roll them bones.
That is a 19 plus 7.
A plus, and I have a sheet for that and everything.
26.
Sal, downtime. This is regular academics, you said?
Yeah.
Perfect. Bitch.
I always do well with academics.
I believe you.
Intentional.
Alright, what's your next?
Mysteries. Well, I want to check in on Echo Team, and I suppose it could just be relationship, like checking on them to see how they're doing after all this bullshit.
Whichever you'd like to do.
Yeah, I really don't have any mystery, really. It's just want to see how they've been since...
Got it, relationships then.
Yeah, so we'll switch it to relationships.
For Echo Team. Okay, yeah. So, you go find Echo Team, and the team is kind of in shambles. They're way powerful. Even with losing whatever was inside them, it's already done what it's supposed to. It was a genetic modification minus the evil magic that was inside them. So it's... But the problem is they were highly addicted.
Yeah.
And there's no Narcan for this shit. There's nothing that like this... Basically, they need to they're going to need months to get it out of their system, even with regenerate. Like, it's, even with regenerate cast, like, hourly, it could be months before they're back up to fighting shape.
Lucky gravity didn't have the same kind of...
No, she's hurt. You realize she's in the same treatments they are. She fought through it. They gave her the treatment she needed before she went out.
Ah.
So she's fucked up, but she will not talk to them. She is done.
Yeah.
In
this case, Echo Team is Tychus, Sylph, and
Yes. Bobby.
Yeah.
Hobie Ho or Bobby. Yeah. I remember his name. For some fucking reason, I remember his name like every time I think about it. Everyone else, no chance. Him, for some godforsaken reason. Yeah. Roll me the relationships check. That would be a, I believe it's a performance. I think I had that document up.
I can do performance.
It'd be persuasion.
Damn, that's not good.
Or insight.
Less good. I would prefer performance, but persuasion with advantage.
It is with advantage.
Okay, that's a 17 plus 3 for 20.
You beat it by 5.
I did.
You managed to... Well, you have the benefit of them not hating you directly.
Well, Tychus did.
No, Tychus never hated you.
Oh.
Tychus finally found somebody he could compete against.
Ah.
And in fact, he was invigorated by it. And as you're kind of... You go to, like... They're in a med room that has, like... I think like a dialysis room, but it's got three beds. And there's a fourth room, but a fourth bed is not here. It's like other side of the facility.
Yeah.
For a gravity girl. And they're just kind of, or it's just the two of them, because Hobie didn't have the same shit.
Right. He wasn't as...
It was a one dose. His was like 2 weeks and he was fine. Or I guess so he would be there when you do this. So you go and you go see him. And they're... almost pleasant. Sylph is still hyper competitive, and she, like, you talk about doing things, you know, and she's like, how's your classes going, how was the clash, oh, I would have done this, that, and the other thing. And you realize Sylph is wicked smart. She's when she says she's the best, it's not just because she's strong fast and pretty. You think she, stat-wise, you think she's rocking at least 18's natural plus her bonuses.
Yeah.
She's as smart as she is pretty.
We're looking at 16's down the board minimum.
Maybe not in wisdom. She's like 8 wisdom. Everything 16 else plus. Seasons? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she makes bad decisions.
Yeah. Impulse control is a little
less. Non-existent. But they're very, they're very cool. And one of them, and then Tychus says, we should tell him. And she's like, and get kicked out of school? He's like, the headmaster already knows. We should just tell him. And you get the impression that his is strength, con, and whiz is his high stats.
Yeah.
So he kind of levels her ass out a little bit. And she's like, "What? You know what? Do whatever you want, Tychus. I'm going to nap." And she leans back and obviously isn't napping, but she's listening in. And Tychus leans to you and he says, we were getting doped. Our handler, who is gone now, was bringing us to a hidden site we never knew the location of every 3 days for blood doping. They put when we were kids, they put these things in us and our powers got stronger. And we were so strong and fast, and everyone was treating us like we were heroes. But we were just kids. Athena's parents wouldn't let her have them. So they made us bully her.
Okay.
And you look over at Sylph, and she's like, red in the face. Like, she couldn't... Like, the fact that someone else was controlling her actions was really fucking with her. And he says, we're sorry. But... we don't know how to make it up to her. Our parents don't know that we don't have the stuff on us anymore. And when they find out, it's going to be bad.
That's true.
Okay. Well, you said the headmaster already knows. He might be able to help.
They said we don't have to go home unless we want to. I don't want to.
That's...
I'm with you on that one.
Amen.
He reaches out for Knuckles and, like... He's real strong. Even with being limp-wristed, he's real strong.
Yeah.
And he says, I just want you to know, you have to be careful of all the Athletico-sponsored CAPE teams.
Yeah.
Not all of them were in on it, but I know that their kids were.
Yeah. We've been looking into
Athletico. You should be careful with the Northwestern CAPE school teams.
Oh, son of a bitch.
A lot of them are gonna be from Athletico, even if it doesn't look like they are.
Yeah. a lot of the people that I went to classes with last year.
Yes. And you'll realize that, like, they were hyper-competitive. Like, and you're strong, fast, smart. Like, you have it all. And these guys are almost competing with you. Even with no training, supposedly no training. You're like, it doesn't make sense. But they had no tactics. You beat them out on tactics more than anything.
Yeah.
But he's really, they're really apologetic. And even Silk turns around and, like, she basically says, we can't go home. This is our home now until we graduate. If we leave, we'll be killed.
Yeah.
Our parents will know nothing.
Yeah.
Our parents are corporate shills. And so are we, to be honest. A lot of it was the behavioral modification, but some of it's us.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, she said, I just want you to know, if you need us, give us a call. Once we're better.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll be ready for next semester, but we'll try. Mm-hmm. The headmaster said he has something might help, but we don't know. He doesn't know if it'll be ready in time. And she shakes your hand.
Yeah. Hopefully we get you all back up in the field.
And they say thank you, and then they're like, we're really tired. We're going to sleep now, but thank you for coming.
And I will also check on Sammy.
She's fine. Sure, yeah. She's friendly, just like she always was. She's pissed.
Well, she's more friendly than she was when I got here.
Well, correct, but she's the evil, the magic that was fucking with her. She, thing is, they've been dope for their whole lives. Like, she's going on like 3 months, so it's not going to take her nearly as long.
1 year.
So a year, but
versus 16, 17
years. Well, since they got their power, so 10 years, because they got them young. That was in the story Natalie told us.
Got it. But, you know, I was checking on everyone with Team Echo, and, you know, so.
I hope he won't talk to you. No.
I had no problem.
You're right.
With him.
He'll talk to you. He basically tells you to tell. He wants you to tell Chris to go fuck himself. Yeah.
Yep. That's.
I mean, we both have that, you know, semi-surfer vibe.
Yeah, you ended up talking about surfing for a while because he was a professional surfer. He was junior Olympic swimmer or surfer. I want to say it was swimmer.
Yeah.
I just imagine. You guys have this pleasant conversation about surfing, and then at the end he shakes your hand, and then goes, also, can you go tell Chris to go fuck himself?
Yeah. I expect nothing less from him.
There you go.
Yep.
Athletic.
Arbages. We still haven't received any backlash for our capes, by the way.
No. No, you've not.
Okay. I want the pain, Paul. Give it to
me. What's your 20?
Cape Academics. Which
roll them bones.
Power, right?
Correct.
Or combat tactics.
Power. Or combat tactics. Yeah, I'd let you combat tactics.
Combat tactics is a little better with a 10 instead of...
You can roll that.
Yeah.
Now remember, to get a C, you need a 20.
Yeah.
25 is for an A.
Yeah.
And you have a Bardic Inspiration die.
Yeah.
And we talked about with him, he can use all of his Bardic Inspiration dice. So you'll each have six rolls between the two of you that'll give Bardic Inspiration dice. And I'll let you do it after the roll.
Already passed three of my things, so. Yeah. We'll go. God damn it. Well, 16 plus 10 for combat tactics, 26. So.
That got an A.
Rock and roll.
A plus. Boom. Relationships. General. Oh, I'm sorry. Edit. So what's your 20? What's your 25?
25 is just general relationships. I got nothing in particular.
Hit it. This is performance then.
I'll take that.
With advantage.
With advantage. It's plus 9. And I will take my failure.
You get a D8 if you want it.
An 8 plus 9 for 17. I don't think I can get to...
Yes, you can. You can count with an 8. With an 8. And there's no penalty if you fail.
Yeah. It's a 5.
So I mean, you mingle a while, but...
Nothing sticks out.
It's almost like you stand too tall. You're hanging out with the wrong crowd. It's a lot of, like, people are jealous that you were in the competition rather than, like, being excited for you.
Yeah.
And you realize you probably shouldn't, like, be going to, like, the hero class right now. Maybe if you went to, like, the general class, you'd get a good reaction. And that was your mistake.
Yeah.
And then what's your 30, your last roll, regardless of how many?
30 is rumors.
Roll it.
Because I figure that's the best one to throw there. Yeah, nothing. Two.
All right. That one, you can't make it there.
Almost went the other direction.
Alrighty. Chris, you're next.
All right. Well, I'm going to start off with rumors.
Yeah, that's dramatically different. Yeah.
That's an investigation, right?
That is whatever you'd like to roll. It would give you different results. If you're trying to social engineer it, it'd be persuasion or deception. If you're trying to, like...
I'm probably going to do the investigation, just to see what I can do.
That would be a mystery check, then, if you're looking for something specific.
Okay.
Because investigation involves specificity.
Okay.
But if you're looking to social engineer rumors, that would be a social skill of your choice. Performance might be really good.
Okay. Yeah.
If you'd like. Performance, persuasion, deception, one of those.
Yeah. They're all the same.
But don't you only get deception and persuasion on the...
Yeah.
Min 10?
Yes.
Which means you can't fail?
Yes.
Oh, look, you didn't fail. With a nat 1, you still
with
succeed.
With a nat 1, I still succeed.
Because you rolled a persuasion or deception. Which one was it?
Persuasion.
Yeah, so where were you trying to gather rumors? Like, where were you focusing your efforts?
I guess...
Would you like me to tell you, because it'd be easier for you?
Because okay. I was thinking, you know, because that's going to go along with my 20, DC 21 with okay. the mysteries. Just try to
so,
work it all together
so rumors,
with my tinfoil hat.
So... the rumors you're going to get are things like, how many, what was your multiple? Was it times four?
So 22.
Okay, so it's four times. So you're going to get four rumors.
Okay.
One, there is a new city popping up in a valley, in the west. Not like in the mountains.
Okay.
They broke ground. They heard that they broke ground less than 6 months ago, and it's growing insanely fast. Like it looks like some company put like money into it, or a bunch of companies.
A new city in a valley, western U.S.
Yes, in a valley in the U.S. Yeah, exactly. Another rumor you're going to hear is that the Mexico has closed their borders.
Interesting.
And I'm going to give you an opportunity. Would you like to dig deeper on that one?
Yeah.
With your third freebie? The president of Mexico, which I have right here, Enrique Vasquez, is being accused of building a super army. And like he's and that he's press ganging his citizens into it. Would you like to dig deeper on that one more time, or would you like to let it ride there?
I think I'm going to let that one ride there.
Okay. And is there any field you'd like to aim this last rumor at, or that I can give you, or would you like to do something random?
Just something random.
There is a student who no one has been able to identify. No one is really sure who it is. In the non-CAPE class that has some kind of precog powers and... Oh, I'm sorry. You would actually get a name with that check. Her name is Sarah Maloney. M-A-L-O-N-E-Y. Has precog powers. Non-CAPE track. And she... saw a great darkness arriving in the not too distant future, and hasn't been able to sleep since. Alrighty. That is your four.
Yep.
What is next for you, sir?
Standard academics.
Roll them bones.
Good thing I did took it where I did. I rolled a 2 plus 8 for 10.
Would you like Bardic? Would you like to use your guidance die on that? Your one guidance die.
So if I make the roll, it's a C, right?
With a 4 in guidance, it'd be an A, not an A plus. But that would be enough to make it easy for midterms.
Sure. It is 4.
You got an A. You managed to pull it. You managed to pull it out.
Yep.
There you go.
Just scraping by on those.
I'm too nervous. I make those my first two rolls. I can't. All right. Not. Same. I get too scared.
No, that your cave academics was a 4th, Mike.
Yeah, but I put standard
at really 10. Yeah. Man. All right. Next for you, Art,
is
on
cape.
15. All right, roll it. That is either a power check, or for you as a bard, you can roll performance.
Yeah, performance because I can't fail then.
I know what I'd use.
Yeah.
The lack of ability to fail.
Yeah, lack of the ability to fail, yeah. So I rolled a 3, so it defaults to 10.
So
22.
That's an A, play a plus. Almost like... Chris kind of has that...
cheating.
Honestly,
it's almost like he's cheating.
Dude, I'm sorry. A level 10 rogue basically can't fail this. They're the best in school because they'd never fail. They're reliable.
As long as they have proficiencies.
Well, I mean, hell, the 5.24 rogue gets a level 10 at like 5th or 6th level. It's super early. I'm so excited for that. It's the only reason I go into rogue at this point. I fucking love reliable talent. But you gotta go so deep, it basically means that's your character. But a 5-level dip for reliable talent, and I'm the trap finder and shit, on a ranger, Sorry, that's just me.
Alright.
Next is, what's your 20?
It's gonna be mystery. And it's going to be, Nazi infestation of the internet.
So, like, Nazi tech?
Yeah.
So you wanna see, like, where the Nazis might have influenced technology?
Yes.
And you're using Dido's help, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Roll with advantage.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I have a tinfoil hat, okay?
I know!
I see an 18 and a 19.
Damn, son!
So, yeah, I guess I'll take the 19. Tech is at plus 6, so 25.
That's the best result you could get. So, do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Oh, I'm always a bad news first person.
Then, same. Paul hates that.
Nah, give me the... Well, no, I don't want to wreck a high, so I take the bad news first.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
You get frustrated whenever I'm like, all right, bad news first, and you're like, oh, but the good news is so good.
No, I would rather get bad first so the good can raise me back up.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Never mind.
We're confusing each other.
Uh-huh. So, the bad news is there's a lot of tech that didn't exist.
Yeah.
Things like really affordable phones. Really, you know, AR rings that supposedly work better than regular AR rings. Like, no one's proved it, but, like, they're cheaper and they work the exact same. It's almost like they're taking a loss on them for something.
Okay.
Their phone has an AI assistant, that is, and those rings only work with their phones, with this particular brand of phones I need to come up with a name for, because I hadn't thought of it till just now. let's call it Zeta phones. Unique AI assistant. Named Anya. Not Anya, Greta.
Of course.
And the company, it's based out of Lithuania. But you track it and you realize that the money comes from
Comes out from Brazil.
Yeah, South America. Yeah, South America. Brazil. I fucked up. Like, every word in that sentence was spelled wrong. Because I was typing too fast. Everyone was blue. I'm like, oh, shit. So the Zetaphones is the worst thing you find. Because you find out that they're, like, the third biggest phone manufacturer in the world right now. It goes, like, A-phones and iPhones compete. Yep. Then Zetaphones are, like, not right behind them, but, like, they're behind. You're also, that's probably, I want to say that's bad enough that it might be the whole bad news. There's also things like the equivalent, like, Samsung fridges and stuff like that. There are also, like, Zeta fridge, stuff like that. Zeta appliances as well. Yeah, and you know, everyone's talking about how they're the next best thing ever. They're so cheap. They work just as good as the real thing. And it's you talk to people, you're like, oh yeah, my family, everything they have is Zeta because it's so cheap. And you're like, your eye twitches a little bit with your tinfoil hat.
Yep.
Good news wise, you find that the companies that you knew of before still exist, and their market shares are slightly smaller, but you're pretty sure that the market share would be the same if they were bad. So all companies from the original timeline are probably fine. Anyone that has a smaller market share probably is fine.
Okay.
And with Dido's help, you're able to identify, and basically now you'll be able to ask me for a list. Or you'll be able to ask me if this company is safe or not, and I'll tell you yes or no.
Okay.
But that's what you're gonna get for your mystery. What's your 25?
25 is going to be relationships.
I'm assuming it's with Tori.
Yes. Of course.
Roll me a performance check. Would you like to use an inspiration on that? Or a stress?
Well, it's a 24.
You're one off.
I'm one off.
And you already used your D4.
D4, yes.
We'll give you a bardic inspiration to away.
I can't. I know.
I only used...
You don't have guidance, do you?
No.
You know what? Because you can't get bardic inspiration, I'm going to let you have two guidance.
I have guidance.
Yeah,
I know.
I used
that one. And Mike didn't use his guidance either. So she can use it. I'll let her use it twice. Yeah, yes, you can have it.
3, so 27.
It's great. You guys go on at least a couple dates. And it goes not like exceedingly well. But she doesn't press for why you know her aunt or her great aunt.
I will tell her when news happens.
Now, here's the thing. You were told that Thunder probably wouldn't go public for at least a year or two.
Yes.
Just because he needs to reintegrate and figure out what the fuck's going on. And also, he's got some family drama to deal with.
How about this? If she pushes really hard, I can go, well, all I can do is tell you, and I can pull out the challenge coin. With the you P
could
on
do
it.
That. Yeah, you could do that. She might... she's FSA born and bred. She would know what that is, and she would know, oh, okay, I really shouldn't ask any more questions. But yeah, I mean, dates go swimmingly.
Yep.
They progress as they should. You guys are, you know, 17-year-old dating, same age, at a school where... There are chaperones, but they don't really care as long as you don't do anything truly stupid. Like, if you guys want to have a date in the forest where there's no cameras, no one's going to question things. Good results. Okay. So that's plus 2 hearts. Plus 2 hearts. That's for me, not for you. Perfect. You don't know what your total is, but you got plus 2 just now.
Yeah.
Eventually, you're going to get a blue feather, and that means that you can marry her. Or something. Not at all like in a Stardew Valley Claire or Spoon Game.
I was thinking the same thing.
Or there's rain, and then there's a mermaid pendant that you can make give to her after 10 stars.
What is your popularity? Well, I'm sorry.
It's
I assume it's popularity of 30? Yeah, because you usually save it for last, because why the fuck not? You got advantage, but you needed 18.
Yes. Yes, I needed 18.
Talking about ball?
Huh? Net 20. There's the 18.
No shit.
Yeah.
So, with the removal of the wench, as she becomes known, you're back.
She got expelled?
Yes.
Oh, good,
fully,
good.
Fully expelled, and actually, like, she's being, they're pressing charges. Like, criminal charges, and as she is almost an adult, they're trying her as an adult.
Alright.
For the, because she could have seriously injured people with that stunt. And it, yeah, so you've taken the the popularity board to the top again.
Okay.
Especially with the with your win. Mm-hmm. They want you to like start like sponsoring stuff, like they want you to join a club just so that you can like say you're part of it so people will join.
And, yeah, it's sort of like in Mass Effect.
Yes. So they're offering you for every club you're willing to give a speech at, they'll give you two coppers. However, if you do too many, you know, there are penalties for if you do too much.
To be honest with you, it's you know, I probably wouldn't do any of them other than the ones that I'm interested in anyway.
So there's like three or four you're interested in?
Yeah, so you know, it's the botany club and the, you know, things like that. The things that I'm already interested in.
Though they're like, oh well, this is the tactical awareness club. This is the healers club. Like the combat medics club. This is the you know, they list off things that you like you do.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be interested in as a thing you want to be known for. But they do have other clubs, and if you're willing, you could do safely up to five. And that would net you 10 coppers, just as a downtime thing.
Eh.
It'd be botany, botany / parabotany, the combat medics club, which I think even just getting to know them is a good idea. But like I said, you could safely do five. Like, it's the combat medics club, the parabotany / botany club. There's an alchemist club.
Absolutely.
There's,
I'm probably part of that group anyway.
There is like it's like a band kind of thing, but they don't like perform. But it's just a music club. They get together and appreciate music together.
Okay.
Kind music of thing. Appreciation.
Like a music appreciation club.
You gonna play your bagpipes for them?
I'm sure a couple of them probably join me in the morning.
And then there's just like a spellcraft club where they talk about new spells they've discovered about different kinds.
Okay.
Would you go to all of them?
Yeah, I'd go to all those.
Botany, alchemy, combat, medic, music, appreciation, spellcraft. Yeah, you think that all of those could be useful as just contacts later? I don't have people who are in them yet, but they are.
Nope.
You do know they exist now, and they can be used later.
Yep.
Yeah. Botany, alchemy, combat medic, music appreciation, and spellcraft. Natalie, you are last but not least.
Woo-woo! Number one, Cape Academics, here we go. Is it advantage?
No. It is not.
I rolled a 4 + 5. I pass. All right, next.
That is an A, not an A plus.
That's fine. Moving on.
Oh, wow.
Standard academics.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Cape academics.
I just did Cape academics.
Yeah,
now it's
don't,
standard.
You don't add +5 for that.
What do I add?
What's
your power? So
power.
Not, like
power
9?
Check.
Oh,
would,
5,
would you have made
4.
Would you have done standard academics first then? Or would you just do it like you just did just now and get an
I
A plus?
I would have just done that, yeah. And I just got an A plus. Okay,
yep.
Academic. Standard epidemics is +5. Ready?
Yep.
13 + 5. Eight All plus. Right, I add. All right, we're going rumors next. Listen, we're going super speedy fast right now. 15 for rumors.
Is it rumors?
What have I been adding?
Rumors?
Yeah.
It's either stealth.
I'm very good at stealth.
Or
I'd like that.
Persuasion.
Okay.
Or power for you because you can make an illusion.
I'm thinking stealth.
All right, so, and where are you hanging out to try and find these rumors?
I got 17, by the way.
Total?
Yeah.
So you only get the one rumor.
Yeah.
But where are you hanging out? That'll tell me what rumor you find. Hmm. Oh, I know what rumor you found.
Oh, what is my rumor?
The rumor you found is that one of the teachers...
Oh, those bitches.
Is someone's thinking they're shacking up with a student.
Oh my god. Disgusting. Okay. Absolutely not.
You don't know which one, but they're pretty sure,
there's some illegal action happening.
Well, no, the student is 18. It's
no, it's still a power dynamic. That is still illegal.
It's not illegal. It's just frowned upon. Because not everyone is the same age. Like you're all close, but there are some who are older. Like I think Tori is 18. And you're 17.
Okay. Next up.
She's a little bit older.
Extracurricular.
What?
I'm fucking making that animal club now.
No, you succeeded at making the animal club. It's just you didn't get any members last time.
I'm doing members now.
Alright. And what power, what are you using for this?
Aminals.
Animal handling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I have Murphy help me?
What's a good number to do 12?
6.
Yes.
Do I roll?
With advantage?
Well, with advantage. I didn't need his help anyway. That's a 19. Plus 6 for 26.
Yeah. So your 25. Club goes from being like two people.
19 plus 6 is
thank
25.
Thank you, 25. You're right.
You go from like two people to 20. And it isn't so much everyone with animal powers, but it's people with like animal adjacent powers. Like one person can make infinite treats.
They are Murphy's best friend.
Like every animal's best friend.
Like person with a bag of endless treats. Person with can make different liquids and like put them in bowls and things like that.
Oh wow. Mm-hmm.
It's stuff like that. And in addition to like people with like oh no, I have the ability to like control like, I have a flock of birds that follow me around and like I can make them do stuff. Mm-hmm.
We are so much closer to the coup. Alright, continuing.
Alright, so 25?
25 is relationships.
Who are you trying to make a relationship with?
I want to see if I can mend my relationship with that girl.
Sylph. Roll with advantage. Because he did his in the beginning.
And I got a shit ton of good roll.
11 plus what?
I think.
Persuasion? I believe it's persuasion, usually. Or insight.
17.
You can roll a d8 and a d4.
A 2. 3.
So maybe add 5, 7, 22. Would you like to? You can always reroll. You have inspiration. You have lucky to the day. You have 3 real luckies still you've not used.
Okay, I'll do lucky again. Can I reroll those?
You can, yes.
Okay. Damn it. Oh, so much worse. Okay, plus 7. Plus. 6.
24.
Fuck.
You have 2 more luckies left, and this is the last roll you have a chance of succeeding on, so might as well use it.
You are rolling with advantage, right?
That was your advantage roll. Now you go back to roll 2 dice. Take the bet.
15.
Okay. Now you add the Bardic Inspiration die.
Both?
Yeah, you can. She can't succeed in the next check. I'm within it. Oh, that is 20. 9 plus, that's 24 plus...
6.
30. So that's the best result. specifically Sylph. So, you, I'm going to help flavor this for a sec. So Sal walks out, and he goes, and he's like, I have to tell Athena that Sylph's sorry, or that Sylph wants to see her.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she didn't tell you that, you get the impression she did.
Yeah.
So what do you send to her?
I wouldn't send a message so much as going and talking to her in person.
Okay.
Because it's not a, hey, go do this, and I would explain, that they weren't in control of their actions.
I just would like to think you go in, and you knock. I think Sylph wants to go see you. Absolutely not! I'm not going to see that traitor bitch! And then we talk more and more, and eventually she's like, fine, I'll go talk to her.
So he tells you that basically they're in a medical ward if they're not in class right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you go and you find that her and Tychus on opposite sides of the room. Yep. And they've been together since they were like
little.
Forever, right? Like, they are obviously a couple, they have been forever. They're not touchy-feely about it, but no one ever tried to date either one of them.
Right.
Like, it was not a thing you worried about.
Never, yeah.
And they're opposite sides of the room, and then you wake up, you walk in, and Taika sees you, and he turns and rolls, so his back is to you, so that when he gives you a thumbs up, and turns around so he can give you privacy. But, you know, air quotes, privacy.
Okay.
And Syl says, "Oh, it's you. Hi, Athena, or what was your nickname? You had a nickname."
Did she have a negative nickname with...
Probably. Self. Then, yeah.
She starts to say the negative and it says, "Athena, I'm sorry."
Knowing children. Athena? Oh, wait. Knowing children.
I want to say it was like skinny mini or something, because you weren't strong.
Right.
Like scrawny. She goes to call you scrawny and then stops. Athena. Hi. Mm-hmm. What brings you to my medical treatments facility that I totally could leave whenever I wanted? And she shakes her head.
I think we need to make amends and move past our tiny little baby, itty-witty, baby negative, bad...
Our six-year rivalry?
Grudge. Listen.
I mean... Not much. Never. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I should tell you that our parents are looking for your dads.
What?
Like, I asked to get a message out to your dads, but I figured you could get a direct one. Athletico wants something from them, and they've been dodging.
Well, they had to move, and they found a new house, and... I'm trying to leave it all behind.
I'm so happy for them. I mean, we would love to get out. I mean, she winces, you know. She's like, but they own us for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if we ever leave here, we're going to die. They're going to kill us. So
but can I...
We're kind of stuck there.
Could I see your contract with them?
I mean, sure. She pulls up on her phone and hands it to you.
Oh, don't go back. 13 plus 9.
The 22. Mm-hmm. You're able to identify two clauses that might get them out.
Okay.
One is if they stop providing active combat support for more than 6 months.
I'm assuming that they're going to be able to do that because they're completely kaput.
There's a clause in there about going to school. Like, it means like if they were out in the world, not at school... Yeah. And managed to avoid them for 6 months, they would technically be breach of contract.
Mm-hmm.
Almost impossible.
Okay.
To avoid something like that for 6 months with that many resources.
Right.
The one that's more likely is if they can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the actions of Athletico caused their current predicament. Now, that would require them going on the record and basically would... It wouldn't necessarily ruin their careers, but it would make it almost impossible for them to ever get hired by anyone but the FSA again, unless they wanted to do their own thing.
Right.
Which means that,
let them know.
Which means they wouldn't be able to be corporate capes. They would have to be legit.
Right. I let them know that and those she's are like, their two options, really. And then I
know your dad's a lawyer, but wow. I mean, you only looked at that for like an hour.
Yeah.
Tychus has, like, the same contract, I think.
Yeah.
You want to look at it just to be sure?
Tychus!
He hands you his phone.
Thank you.
Obviously, he had it ready.
Flips over the...
Is it the same? Is it the exact same one?
The phone's twice as big.
Is it the same one?
No, his is way looser. Oh, no. You identified 19. Almost immediately. Yeah, his parents either are much smarter or they weren't worried about him getting away. His is like a month without it. A month without combat help. Or if they don't pay him a high enough salary.
Oh.
Like, and he gets to determine the salary, and there's no cap. It's like horribly written. You think Tychus could be out like tomorrow if he just asked for more money and they said no.
I let Tychus know then. And then
he looks over at Self. He says, "When she's out, I'll get out."
Yeah, I kind of figured that. I'll let my dad look over it. But I think that's your current predicament. I'm sorry.
You didn't do anything wrong. We were awful. I mean, we beat you up, like, a lot.
Yeah, you did.
I mean...
That wasn't cool.
I'm curious. Like, you were, like, 8 or 9... Like, you were, like... You didn't have powers yet.
No.
But you didn't... Like, you healed so fast.
I probably did have powers.
Is it the animal powers? That's what you got. You had those since you were born.
Yeah. It was...
She's like, we always wondered how you healed so fast. But Mom and Dad said, well, our parents told us to beat you up and so to get you to sign on.
It wasn't going to happen, but I don't... Yeah.
Trust me. The things they wanted us to do, we avoided. But once they gave us those things, we really didn't have a choice anymore.
Right.
And she like doesn't hug you quite, but she holds your hand for a second and almost crushes it because she's way too strong. And she does the hand pat. You do the hand pat, and well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's all I can say.
If you ever need us, we'll be around. And you should totally join, you should think about maybe joining, the Animal Club. We're maybe possibly having a coup. well.
Animals don't like me.
That's true.
And they
maybe
really,
not.
And they really don't like Tychus either.
Oh, well.
I mean, there was a moose that Tychus kind of had as a pet for a while, but it ran away when we couldn't feed it enough.
Okay.
Moose eat like 70 or 80 pounds of food a day.
Yeah.
They're the last remaining megafauna.
They are really big.
No, that's actually a fact.
I know that.
Moose are the final remaining megafauna because they eat something that nothing else wants. And they eat it in mass quantities so it grows so fast. Mm-hmm. I learned that like a couple years ago. It was neat. Cool. So that was your 25. And then what's your 30? Mystery Internet 20 to succeed on it.
Mystery.
Well, you got a Bardic Inspiration die. You got a Bardic Inspiration die, so you need, like, a really good roll to have a shot.
No. Nope. Nope. Nope.
That is your third two.
Nope.
And here's the other side of the swing.
Nope.
Stop rolling.
She got her 20s.
Yeah,
and now she's on the other side.
No.
Oh, by the way, Chris, Bobby says fuck you.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Wait, when I was leaving, did he also say, hey, wait.
You didn't go see Bobby. Bobby was in a different room.
Oh, no, Bobby is in the same room.
No.
If I walked past Bobby's room.
No, because he was only there for like a couple days.
Wait, hold on. I walk past Bobby's room and I can hear him. And then he says,
Tell Chris, fuck you.
Yeah.
Why do you hate him so much?
He like leans out with an IV attached. He says, I wore Tori down for a year.
That's so gross.
She was going to go out with me.
That's disgusting. You are gross.
He's like.
And then I push his face back into his room.
He's like. I'm not gross. I'm rich.
Listen, you can't buy a girl's affection. Sit down.
I was trying.
Sit down.
So you guys, you know, you have like I said, it's like a 2-week period. It's you know, it's the middle of November, and you're relaxing one day, and you feel this like pop inside you, and you look, you know, and you'll realize. Well, mechanically, you guys level up. But, do you remember those berries you were given on the, when you went to climb Mount Everest?
Nope.
Yes, because he wasn't here.
Yeah.
So the other two then, sorry, Mike. And the other one was Travis, so Rob wouldn't have got it either. You guys are each going to get an ASI as they kick in.
ASI?
Ability skill level improvement.
Ability score improvement. It's 2 points to a stat or a feat. Mike, for you, pick any skill you want. And either make it expertise or get proficiency. Because you finally got time to relax.
Okay.
And also, you level up. So figure that out. And I think as you guys, you know, kind of like dwell in your newfound power, I think it's time to end.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.